Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, as I scanned the news feeds in preparation for this broadcast, a question came to mind. Do we as Americans value liberty? You think, what a silly question. We just celebrated the 4th of July. How could I even ask such a thing? But I'm serious. Do we really cherish the concept of liberty, or do we just pay it lip service on certain days of the year? Benjamin Franklin once said, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech." If we value liberty, freedom in other words, to the degree that we say that we do, then according to Mr. Franklin, we must also value the concept of free speech. Not just sometimes, but all the time. Not just when it's comfortable and we agree with the speaker's premise, but even when it's uncomfortable and the speech is something with which we wholeheartedly disagree. To settle for anything less is intellectually dishonest and sacrifices true freedom on the altar of expediency. This year, as we celebrated Independence Day with American flags, hot dogs, apple pie, and Lee Greenwood's song, "Proud to Be an American," I was shocked at the number of stories regarding censorship that are currently in the news. One of the biggest ones touched on the subject of free speech from two different angles. It was the Project Veritas exposé on Google's efforts to sway the outcome of the 2020 elections. As you may know, a Google executive was caught on tape saying they're adding algorithms to their software that will feed voters a predetermined message or search outcome that will steer them away from conservative candidates and toward liberal candidates. Not a problem if they're honest about what they're doing. The problem is, they aren't. The project was cloaked in a veil of secrecy and only came to light when conservative Google employees made it public. That's the first problem. Google is just the latest of the tech giants caught secretly limiting conservative speech. And given the fact that these platforms now dominate what is essentially a virtual public square, the censorship of conservative speech has now crossed the line from being annoying to dangerous. The second muzzle was quickly applied as soon as the exposé was made public. YouTube, which is owned by Google, quickly blocked the embarrassing video, and Vimeo, another video-sharing website, deleted Project Veritas's account completely. The upside is that Google has been exposed. It's not simply a search engine, it's an active propaganda arm of the liberal left, designed to sway public opinion and stifle free speech. The problem for us as Christians is that censorship will not end with political speech. What happens when God's word is deemed hate speech, and what can we do about it? According to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church case, small incursions into religious liberty and free speech must be resisted, lest they grow greater. That's something to think about as we watch fireworks and sing "God Bless America." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.